అనంతపూరి ఉష్ణ
Ladies and gentlemen, I know for most of you this is your first appearance here at Lectures About Inanna. I'd like to extend this welcome to you and thank you for coming. And please, this door is always open for our services about 7 o'clock every evening. Thank you very much.
Hey. ఓం అజ్ఞాన భిన్నాన్న సజ్ఞానాన్న సలాపయ చక్షుర్మిలితాం జైన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం వేణుభూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయ్యం దదాతి సపదార్పితం. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర సుభాషాది గౌర భక్తవింద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ. థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్. Tonight's subject matter for speaking is, what is Guru? So, Guru, there are many descriptions. Subject matter is the same, but different ways Guru has been described by different acharyas. Their aim is the same, but language or presentation may be little different. So, generally, Guru means Ajnana Tinyanhasta Jnananjana Salapaya Chakshur Mulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Just like in darkness, Ajnana Tinyanhasta. Ajnana means ignorance, without knowledge. That is called Ajnana. The Ajnana is compared ignorance, stupidity is compared with darkness. Just like if you are in this room, immediately all lights are off, then it becomes dark. We cannot see where I am sitting, where others are sitting. It becomes a confusion. Similarly, in this material world, we are all in the darkness. This material world is called darkness. It is called tamo. Tama means darkness. Or Tinir means darkness. And actually it is darkness. Because this material world is dark, there is need of sunlight, there is need of moonlight, there is need of electricity. But there is another world. We get description from the Vedic literature. Najatra bhāsayate sūrya, na sasānta na pāvaka. There is another world, spiritual world, where there is no darkness, and therefore there is no need of sunlight, there is no need of moonlight, there is no need of electricity. So Guru's business is to bring out the disciples from darkness to light. That is Guru's business. That is Guru. First business is that everyone is suffering on account of ignorance. Just like you contaminate some disease out of ignorance. You do not know hygienic principles. You do not know that this thing will contaminate me. This association will contaminate me. This kind of food will contaminate me. Because we do not know. Therefore, we contact infection, sometimes suffer from disease. It is very simple to understand. Everyone, suppose one commits something criminal. Due to ignorance. Due to ignorance. But in the court, when a man is criminal, in the court if he says, the criminal, if he says that I did not know the law, he is not the excuse. Ignorance is no excuse. Similarly, even a child, he does not know. He catches one fire. The fire will burn. No excuse. The fire will not consider that here is a child. He does not know. Excuse. No excuse. So as there are stringent laws of nature or laws of the state, because you do not know something, you have committed some wrong. You'll be excused. No, there is no person. You have committed something wrong out of ignorance. You must suffer. This is the law, nature's law. You can have many examples. Suppose you cannot eat more out of ignorance. If you eat more, then you have to fast 2 days, 3 days, somewhere. Or you'll have some disease. You cannot violate any laws of the nation. Or any laws of the state, anywhere. Wherever there is law, if you break it, then you'll suffer. This is ignorance. Therefore, Guru's business is every human being is suffering in this material world. Nobody can say that I am not suffering. It is not possible. There must be suffering. There are 3 kinds of suffering. That out of ignorance also, a rascal is suffering, he is saying that I am very happy. That is also another ignorance. There are 3 kinds of suffering in this material world. Adhyasi, adhibhoti, adhibhoti. Suffering on account of my own body and mind. This suffering is not imposed by anyone else. I do it. The same thing. That I cannot digest, but I eat more. So there must be dysentery in myself. This is due to my body and mind. That is another one kind of suffering. Another suffering is imposed by other living entities. Just like your enemy, or an animal, or there are ants, mosquitoes, flies, they are all causing suffering. You are killing them and they are trying to give you suffering. This is called struggle. This is called adubhauti, suffering given by other living entities. Suffering caused by myself. This is called adhati. And suffering caused by other living. And there are other sufferings caused by the nature, superior power, adibhauti. Till all of a sudden there is no rain, no rainfall. And now, for want of rainfall, there is no food there. Excessive heat, excessive chill, cold, earthquake, famine. So many, by nature, imposed by the nature, flood. So, there are three kinds of sufferings in the material world. And everyone is suffering either by one, two or three laws. But nobody can say that I am completely free from suffering. That is not possible. And why is suffering? Due to ignorance. I do not know. I am committing sinful life. I am committing mistakes. That I am suffering. Therefore, Guru's business is first, to rescue his despised and disciples from ignorance. Ignorance. Ajnana Simiran Hasta. Everyone is suffering out of ignorance. Therefore, Guru's business is to, just like we go to school. We go to school, we send our children to school. Why? To save him from suffering. To get education. If my son does not get education, he will suffer in the future. The same process. To get him out of ignorance. To get him relieved from the suffering. The Guru's business is Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Sadhaka. So suffering is due to ignorance. Ignorance is contrast with darkness. So in the darkness, how we can save one? By some light. So Guru's business is to take the torch light of knowledge and present before the ignorant or the disciple in darkness, and that gives him, releases him from the suffering of darkness or ignorance. This is Guru. Then another verse says, Tatvijnana samsa gurumeva harirasse tamispani sotyam brahmanistam. It is basic in the answer. Somebody was asking that whether Guru is absolutely necessary. Yes, absolutely necessary. That is the Vedic injunction. The Veda says, Tadvijnanatham. Tadvijnan means spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge. For acquiring spiritual knowledge. Tadvijnanatham. So, what? Guru eva. Eva means must. Guru, mane, to a guru. Must go to guru. Not a guru, the guru. Guru is one. Because, as it is explained by our Revati Nandan Maharaj, guru is coming from the disciple succession. What 5,000 years ago, Vasudev instructed, or Krishna instructed, the same thing we are also instructing. Therefore, there is no difference between instruction. Therefore, Guru is one. Although hundreds and thousands of acharyas have come and gone. But the message is one. That a guru cannot be two. Real guru will not talk differently. Some guru says that in my opinion you should like this, and some guru will say in my opinion you'll do this. They are not gurus. They are all ashes. Guru has no own opinion. Guru has got only one opinion, the same opinion, which was expressed by Krishna, or that way, or Narada, or Arjuna, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the Goswamis, you'll find the same thing. 5,000 years ago, Lord Sri Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, and back there, wrote it, recorded it. Vyasadeva does not say that it is my opinion. That is right. Sri Bhagavan Uvasa. Whatever writing, it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of God. He is not giving his own opinion. Sri Bhagavan Uvasa. Therefore, he is Guru. He is not misinterpreting the words of Krishna. He's giving as it is. Just like a bearer, peon. Somebody has written you letter. The peon has got the letter. It does not mean he has to correct it or edit it or add it. No. He'll present it. That is it. That is Guru. He's honest. Similarly, Guru cannot be two. Mind that. The person may be different, but the message is the same. That the Guru is one. The Vedic instruction is Tadvijnanatham sa gurum eva avigatse. Guru eva, one must. Eva means must. Avigatse. This bhag is used when there is the sense of must. And never says go to a guru. But he says, you must approach the Guru. Guru is one. Guru cannot be two. Guru meva avigatse. And we see also, practically, in the disciple succession of Guru. The same thing is spoken by Guru. Same thing. Repetition of the same subject matter. No other. It's not said that marmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mangama suru. Just think of me, marmana, just become devotee of me, marmana bhava mad bhakta, just worship me, and just offer your obeisances unto me, sarva dhammān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja, just surrender unto me. You'll find this in instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. The same thing was spoken by all the acharyas. Ramanujacharya also says the same thing. Madhvacharya says the same thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the same thing. The Goswami says the same thing. And we are also speaking the same thing. There is no difference. We do not interpret the words of Krishna that in my opinion, Kurukshetra means this body. This is that case. There, the whole situation has been spoiled by the so-called rascal gurus who gives his own opinion. This is our plain declaration. Let any rascal guru come, we can convince him that he is not guru, because he is speaking differently. We can challenge any rascal. Just like somebody came here, he says that he is God. Every one of us, God. Stop this. So, I ask, to just find out in the dictionary what is the meaning of God. Let us see whether he is God. The dictionary asana, dictionary was consulted, the meaning of God is the supreme being. Meaning of God. By asking, are you supreme? If you cannot understand, then find out the meaning of supreme. Then when you consult the dictionary with supreme, it is said the greatest authority. By asking, are you the greatest authority? The rascal could not answer. He does not know even the dictionary meaning and he is claiming that he is God. This rascal is going. Whole world. Big, big rascal families, they say, why you are finding out God anywhere? You do not see so many rascal gods loitering in the street. This is that. If you simply consult dictionary, you can understand what is the meaning of God. God is so cheap thing, supreme being. Are you supreme being? Supreme means the highest authority. Highest authority means nobody is equal to him, nobody is greater than him. That is supreme. So these rascals who are claiming to become God, is it a fact that nobody is equal to him, nobody is greater than him? There are so many. So this kind of guru, this kind of rascal, will not help you. Guru must come from the parampara system. By this I will succeed 5,000 years or 5 millions of years, what was spoken by the supreme God or Guru, the present Guru also will say the same thing. That is Guru. That is bona fide Guru. Otherwise he is not Guru. Simple definition. Guru cannot change any word of the predecessor. There is one instance in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. One gentleman is Balavata. You are very much devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote one comment on Srimad Bhagavatam. Subodhini Tika, it is called. That is recognized, nice Tika, comment. But he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he simply said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, if you hear my comments on the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find it is far better than Siddhartha. Siddhartha is a very old comment. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately rejected. You are claiming that you have written something better than Siddhartha. He chastised him. Sami means another. He sarcastically remarked. The word Swami, Siddhar Swami. Swami, another Swami means husband. So he said, Swami Jeva Nahi Mane Besha Bole Guni. I think one who does not recognize Swami is a prostitute. He immediately said. If you do not recognize Siddhar Swami, then you are a prostitute. How can I hear from a prostitute? Refuse. Only one that I have written better than self. So this is the process of Guru. You cannot disobey the previous acharya or Guru. No. You have to repeat the same. Not research. Sometimes rascals come that you are speaking the same thing. Why don't you speak something new by this aspect? We say that we have no intelligence. We cannot make any research. We are গুরু মায়ের মূর্খ দেখি করিল বিচার চৈতন্য মহাপুরুষ। দেখ মাই গুরু মহারাজ সং এ গ্রেট ফুল নম্বর ওয়ান, সো ওয়ান হু রিমেন্স গ্রেট ফুল নম্বর ওয়ান বিফোর ইস গুরু হি গুরু, অ্যান্ড ওয়ান হু সেজ দ্যাট আই হ্যাভ অ্যাডভান্সড সো মাচ দ্যাট আই ক্যান স্পিক বেটার দ্যান মাই গুরু দেন ইজ অ্যাট দিস ইজ দি পাথ। এবং পরম্পরা প্রাতম এবং রাজু সকালে যুগ নষ্ট পরম তপ কৃষ্ণ গুরু ইজ ওয়ান, গুরু ক্যানট বি টু। অ্যাজ সুন অ্যাজ ইউ ফাইন্ড টু ওপিনিয়ন্স অফ গুরু আই দ্য বোথ অফ দেম আর স্কেলস আর ওয়ান ইজ স্টিল অ্যাট লিস্ট দে ক্যানট বি টু, দিস ইজ গুরু। Another place, it is said, Tasmat gurum prabhadeta jigyasu shreya uttamam shabde paretha nishnatam brahmani husmasayam. Who needs a guru? A third class, fourth class man, ordinary man doesn't require a guru. Guru, to keep a guru or to have a guru is not a factor. One is very serious to understand spiritual life. He requires a guru. Otherwise, there is no need of guru. Just like if you keep a dog as a cat hand, then don't keep a guru. Guru means is a question of necessity. One must be very serious to understand what is spiritual life, what is God, what is my relation with God, how to act. When we are very much serious on this subject matter, then we require a guru. Don't go to a guru as a matter of passion. That is useless. That is useless. Therefore, Shastra says, that's not guru prabhati. Because you have to go to guru and surrender there. Without surrendering, you cannot learn anything. If you want to challenge guru, it is not possible. Then you learn nothing. That's not guru prabhati. Pranipatena. So, just like Arjuna accepted Krishna as guru, he says, Shishkasteham Sadhimana Prabandam, I am now surrendering. That is the process. Tadvidhi Pranipatena Paripasneva Sevaya. So, Guru means Krishna's representative, former Acharya's representative. Krishna's representative, all Acharya, the representative of Krishna. Therefore, Guru should be offered the same respect as you offer to God. Tasmat gurum prabhatet. Therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. Because Guru is bona fide representative of Krishna, God. So, if you surrender to Guru, bona fide Guru, that means you surrender to God. God is accepting your surrenderance through the Guru. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. If you surrender to Guru, that means Krishna is here. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekam sadhamaja, surrender. That somebody argues, where is Krishna? He says, surrender. No, you surrender to his representative, then you surrender to Krishna. This is the path. The Guru is the representative of God. Therefore, the Shastra says, the authority says, Sakshad Haritena Samastha Shastri. Guru is as good as God. Here in this last Buddha day, we are teaching, or they are doing, offering respect to Guru. That means they are learning how to offer respect to God. It is not personal affair. It is required. Because they are trying to be God conscious, they must learn how to offer respect to God or God's representative. That is required. Sakshadharishtimina samastha sastri. In all the sastra Vedic literature, Guru is described as good as God. But Guru will never say that I am God. The disciple's duty is to offer respect to Guru as he offers respect to God. But Guru will never say that because my disciples are offering me respect as God, therefore I have become God. As soon as he thinks so, he becomes God. He is God, no more God. Therefore, Vishnu Chakravarti says, why Guru is offered respect like God? Kintu prabhurya priyaiva tasmat. Guru is offered the same respect as you offer respect to God. Just like in the morning. The other side, Arutrik was going on, offering to Krishna God. And this side, Arutrik was going on to offer respect to the Krishna. The same respect. But Guru will never say, and he is not that. Guru will never say, now I have become God. No. God does not become. God is always God. So God is God and Guru is Guru. But as a matter of etiquette, God is the Sevya God, worshipable Guru God. And Guru is the worshipper God. Let's try to understand. Worshipable God and worshipper God. This is Sevya Bhagavan, Sevak Bhagavan. Let's say Guru is as a Prabhupada. Prabhu means the Lord and Pad means the position. One who has taken the position of the Lord. The same thing, Sakshat Haritva. Prabhupada. These are the terms one is serious to study the science of God. They learn all these things. So, one who is very serious to understand the science of God, for him a guru is required. Don't try to keep a guru as a matter of fact. That it has become a pattern. To accept somebody, some rascal as guru, and say that I was my guru. Now what kind of guru you have got? You are talking nonsense. Acharyavan purusha veda. One who has accepted guru, he'll talk sense, but there is meaning. He'll never talk any nonsense. That is the sign that he has got guru. He has got the sacred tree. Yes, he is accepted by bona fide guru. That is the sign, sacred tree. So, you are offering good respect to your spiritual master. That is very nice. You are very thankful. But, at the same time, we should remember that how to carry out the orders of the Guru so that people may not think that you are talking nonsense. You must be very careful. So, in the Bhagavad Gita also, and his reciting, citing various verses from various sastras, Kathopanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, here is another verse. Krishna says, Tadvidhi pranipati na pariprasnena sevaya. Then Bhagavad Gita. Tadvidhi pranipati na pariprasnena sevaya. Upadeshanti tad jnanam Jnanina Tattva Darshana. So you have to learn from Guru by three processes. What is that? First process is you must surrender. Tasmat Gurum Prabhadi. So, surrender. You have to find out such a exalted person where you can willingly surrender. Yes. Therefore, it is enjoined in the Shastra, before making a guru, try to study him, whether you can surrender there. Don't accept any guru all of a sudden. That's heretic. No. Don't do that. That is injured. And guru also must study the disciple who wants to become a disciple. Must study him whether he is fit for becoming a disciple. This is the way of making relationship between guru and disciple. Everything is there, provided we take them seriously, then we can be trained up how to become bona fide disciple, how to find out bona fide guru, how to establish our relationship with guru and act accordingly and make our life successful. Because Guru's business is Agyanasimirandasya Jnananjana Salat. Guru's business is to enlighten the disciple. Because he is in darkness. In another place in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that parabhavastavadabodhajata javanna vijnasato atmatattam parabhava. Parabhava means defeat. Defeat. So, who's defeat? Parabhavastavadabodhajata. One is born rascal and fool. Everyone is born rascal and fool. Nobody is, otherwise, if you are learned, if you know things, then why do you go to school and college and pass university? It is a fact. Animals. If you do not cultivate knowledge, then you are as good as animals. Now, another animal is saying, that there is no need of books. And he has become guru. But it is, how can get knowledge without authoritative studies of books and science and philosophy? But they are trying to avoid this. So imagine what kind of guru and what kind of disciple. So, Shastra says, parabhavastha abodhajata, abodhajata. Everyone is born as helpful. He has to be enlightened. He has to be given knowledge. And he has to receive knowledge to make his life perfect. Therefore, parabhava means one who does not make his life perfect, he is being defeated. What is the defeat? Struggle for existence. We are trying to get better life. Here also, in this life also, we are struggling hard for getting better position. So, real better position we do not know. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So, amritottaya kalpate. Here in this material world, there is no better position because there is death. You may possess a very good, better position, but you have to give it up. Either the better position will give up you, or ultimately you have to give up. You cannot stay. Suppose you have earned millions of dollars, millions of pounds, now you have got good, bad parents. You think, now I am in the better position. A little dysentery, calling dysentery, finished, better position. If the bank fails, that better position gone. So there is no better position in this material world. It is a false. Therefore, those who are trying to get better position in this material world, they are simply becoming defeated. Because there is no better position. He is rested. He is thinking this is better position. What is better position? Then Bhagavad Gita says, the better position is amritattva. So amritattva kalpate. Don't die. Keep your position. That is better position. So is there any science to give knowledge how one becomes immortal? Yes, there is. He can become immortal. Not in this material science. Not in the so-called university. But there is knowledge in the Vedic scripture by which you can become immortal. That is better position. No more death, no more birth, no more old age, no more disease. So, Guru's task is very great responsibility. He has to guide the disciple how to make him quite eligible candidate to get the perfect position, immortality, back to home, back to God. Thank you.